T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Chris, what happened?
Well, this definitively answers a question which I think nobody but Jeffrey Katzenberg and Ned Whitman really asked, which was, are people willing to pay $8 a month to watch, you know, short 10 minutes or less segments, you know, starring big Hollywood stars and very, you know, elaborate productions? And the answer is unquestionably no. They couldn't get enough subscribers to justify, you know, the cost of producing this product.
I mean, there are so many different options for, you know, content for viewing stuff right now all over the internet and then on regular TV.
Yeah, the concept here was that people are going to watch this, you know, on their way to work on a train or sitting in line at Starbucks. And the reality is, as we know, everybody is on their phones doing that, but they're doing that with free content. It's obviously a lot of social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you know, things maybe on YouTube, but nobody's watching a short video series, you know, produced with big Hollywood stars.
You know, their ads kind of worked. I mean, I was tempted and wanted to go check it out, but then, you know, when I had an hour to watch something, I just ended up watching one of the many other options.
Right. I mean, Jeffrey Katzenberg, sort of, you know, who obviously has a huge track record at Disney, some of their biggest animated movies, and co-founder of DreamWorks, you know, people believed in him. He convinced some of the biggest companies in the world, Disney, CBS, NBC, to invest in this and devote time to creating content. But it just didn't work. And it probably credit to him for realizing, you know, after 6 months that it just wasn't worth continuing to pour money into.
Got to cut your losses. Do you think it would have been any different if we weren't in a pandemic and people were going to work and sitting on those trains?
Katzenberg and Whitman definitely sort of blamed the pandemic on that. I mean, what we saw during the pandemic was a huge increase in video watching. Netflix had a huge surge in the first part of the year. Disney Plus, everybody saw a surge. The idea that you wouldn't watch 10-minute videos on your phone sitting on your couch is hard to believe. They also really weren't prepared for that because they didn't have an interface with your TV screen. It was all designed to be mobile.
So what, besides lifting the $8 charge, could they have done to make it work?
Well, he said they experimented. They, you know, tried longer free periods. In Australia, they did something with where it was sort of an advertising-supported free model. I'm surprised that didn't work, you know, he said they tried, and I guess it was just hemorrhaging so much cash that even the $2 billion he raised wasn't enough.
What are they going to do with the content?
Yeah, he's talked about selling it to other folks. So one of the issues they have is they had a very generous terms with their stars where they could get their content back after 2 years. So it may be that library isn't quite as valuable.
Yeah, all right. And so what's he going to do now then, and Meg Whitman?
I think he was asked that question recently. He said he was going to Disneyland. Of course, Disneyland hasn't opened yet. So there's a lot in flux. He's got to wind down this business and, you know, return money to investors that he hasn't spent and, you know, find a home for the shows.
Got a headache ahead of him. I mean, does stuff like this really wreck your reputation? I guess not for Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, you know, the reason why he was able to raise $2 billion is because of his reputation. He still has other money. He's got a company called Wonderco that he's already done investments in other businesses. You know, don't cry for Jeffrey Katzenberg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.